Minute of Mayhem.com presentation.
I'm joined by Gary Shapiro. I hope I've pronounced your surname correctly, Gary, the CEO of the CEA.
Yes.
What exactly is the CEA?
CEA is the Consumer Electronics Association, 2,000 of the nation's best technology companies and retailers, everyone from Microsoft to Best Buy to Intel to Hewlett-Packard.
My listeners would kill me, you have to understand, if I had you on the phone and I didn't mention the whole Apple thing. A lot of iPhone fans that listen to this show. Now, what's going on at Apple? I mean, with Jobs stepping down and everything, I mean, is that something for people that have Apple products to be concerned about, or is it all fine?
You know, Apple is one of the greatest American companies that continues to reinvent itself. It's just the kind of company we want, and the kind of company always exemplifies so many things. Great design, total innovation, even though they manufacture overseas, it's free trade. In terms of job stepping down, there's a lot of bench depth there. Certainly my wife, when she heard about it, you know, she said, wow, the stock's going to go down. Maybe it'll be an opportunity to buy some. You know, everyone wished they owned Apple stock. The stock is certainly in most major portfolios of mutual funds. And their products are just amazing. You can't, you know, they've helped drive a lot of the innovation in our industry in the last 10 years. And everyone wishes they were Apple, although I have 2,000 members. So I look, Steve Jobs is brilliant, but he's built up a heck of a team. And that company is going to do well in any scenario.
I'm a bit concerned about reading some of the reports, though, with them moving over to Verizon. I mean, obviously, one of the biggest criticisms has been with the AT&T lack of signal in metro areas. And now I'm reading about another problem they've got with simulcasting data with voice. Is that something that's going to hurt them, do you think, in the long term?
Well, I think a lot of people were waiting for a choice. And they get it with Verizon. This is a first-generation model, and this is Verizon's first approach. They clearly planned for it. It will be successful, but then they'll come up with other ways and other models. And, yes, that limitation that you talk about is something that people are concerned about, but there are some people, especially in some very high-volume cities like New York and San Francisco, that are, you know, the system's a little overloaded on AT&T. I think they're ready to go to Verizon or try something depending on whether they can get a signal or not. So we're still at the beginning of this huge change to wireless. The president talked about wireless broadband last night. 98% of Americans, he said, should get wireless broadband. That's a really good thing. So there'll be others. There'll be other products. There'll be other technologies. And in the long term, we're going to win as a nation if we have competition. And that's what Verizon is about. And we get others out there. We get some more spectrum. And we really focus on the fact that people are using not only YouTube now, but Netflix and getting everything anywhere, anytime, which is really the theme of technology today. What you want, where you want it.
I'm getting counted down. I know we're running out of time. But just quickly before you go, what do you see as the next big innovation? Or would you like to see?
Well, there's so much in so many different categories, whether it's in the automobile area, the electric car, and the transformation to connection to the internet there, and safe collision avoidance, all sorts of great things which are really make a difference in terms of saving lives, to the fact that you're increasingly in other areas using nanotechnology, sensing technology, biometrics, which will create all sorts of new services and apps which will help Americans live better lives and also fuel the economy and jobs.
Gary, thank you very much for joining us. Hope your book does well. It's called The Comeback, and I take it it's available at all good bookshops, right?
It's a comeback. It's a bestseller now, and it's available almost everywhere.
Excellent. Thanks very much for your time.